Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
I think we'll just mention here briefly before we move on. The Surfside condo of victims are about to get a fund of $150 million to be divided amongst, 97 dead so far?
I don't know what that final count is, but, there is a sizable compensation fund that's been established.
Yep, and we don't know about anything else because the lawsuits are going to be coming from everywhere, I would think.
Well, there's a couple in the pipeline already.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about little Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul and the rift that they got going. A lot of people are thinking because of the fact that Rand Paul said, well, we were referring this to the Department of Justice for a criminal referral, criminal investigation, because there's something wrong and this, that, and the other. Rand Paul went out of his way to prove that Dr. Fauci is just lying, probably because of his elitism. That's what Rand Paul said.
I believe that what Fauci is doing is he's trying to begin a cover-up process his collaboration and the collaboration of not only the National Institute of Health, but this other one, what was it called, EcoHealth, and the grant money. And when this grant money goes out, it's kind of like, well, what are you getting in the result? What was the report? And what other experts have looked at this and so forth and so on? So, this story is hardly over, but the fact that Rand Paul sends this over to the Department of Justice as a criminal referral because of what he is alleging that Fauci lied sounds good in theory, but I don't believe that this Department of Justice is going to do a blasted thing with it. Criminal referrals is really kind of a gesture. The Department of Justice should be taking them seriously, but I haven't seen that to happen yet. Remember, there were criminal referrals that were done during the Trump administration.
Yep.
Because of Yeah, all the nonsense that was happening there, the lies that were happening, especially during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Remember that one?
I do.
And the Julie Swetnick person or whatever.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Well, what happened to those criminal referrals? Nothing.
Uh-huh.
So don't get your hopes up.
All right. Now, I got a report coming out of New York. Apparently, late last night, a man behind the wheel of a BMW drove through a Greenwich Village protest on Wednesday night, injuring one police officer as well as one demonstrator. And the chaos unfolded outside the NYPD 6th precinct, where about 25 people gathered to demand the firing of a sergeant who works in the command structure there at the 6th precinct. That's all the information I have at the moment.
I just got the alert, too, but I haven't read it.
Okay, so there you go. But thoughts and prayers go out to the officer and obviously the protester. And it's, you hear something like that, and, you know, these cars... when they do that, of course, it's a weapon. It's a lethal weapon. He'll be charged with, and I'm sure they arrested him.
He got killer homicide.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. All right. Again, little Dr. Fauci, nothing's going to happen there. It's just a formality,
no.
And it's they're making everybody look good. By the way, here's something for you before we go to break. Larry Elder from Salem Radio, our Salem Radio host who's on sabbatical right now, won his court battle against the Democrats, accused him of playing dirty to keep him out of the California recall election, and a judge agreed and said, nope, the rules don't apply to this. It's a special election. It's not a primary. So he doesn't have to worry about tax returns and all that sort of stuff.
But he did still comply.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Anyway, yeah, that's very good news.
Yeah, and a lot of people said, you know, why is he doing this? He doesn't have a chance. Actually, I think he does.
Well, Larry Elder is no neophyte at this. He has, he's been reporting on all things California for years, certainly
yep.
when it came to things like education, when it came to the power company, came to fraud, came to homelessness. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So he knows what he's doing.
All right, you hold that thought going to break. I'll be right back with more folks. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Check out her website and the articles she writes over there. And you can sign up for the emails when she sends them out there. FoundersCode.com is a website, and I'm coming right back. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. You know, I'm getting a lot of comments back about the book, especially from grandparents that are buying the book for their little ones, and mothers and dads that are doing homeschooling, because education of our youth is always critical. And we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, folks, sadly, that just is no longer the case. So the sooner the youngsters get to learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number 3, Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters, and Tuggy's family and friends then move on through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Now, you can visit the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers. It's available in English and Spanish, and locally here, you can go to Coastal Market number 607. That's Coastal Market number 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road, 607 Clearwater Largo Road, to get the book right there. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And always tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
A lot of conversations going on about critical race theory, that it has no place in the public school system, and I think just about everybody listening to this program would agree with that. And there just is no sugarcoating the fact that our country's past is full of events that have left painful scars. But we've learned from the mistakes of our ancestors. If you talk to a liberal, however, chances are they're going to tell you that America is still inherently racist and that the Constitution itself is racist and we're all white supremacists on our side of the aisle or something to that effect.
Well, the whites are the oppressors and the people of color are the oppressed is how it is being framed. And critical race theory with the with the approval and or cooperation by the Department of Education is fine with not only teaching about the oppressed and the oppressors, but they are taking it such a far step that training or classroom type exercises that they're doing are those that are designed to completely humiliate anybody that's white.
Mm-hmm.
So this is further dividing the country. Not only is it happening in our school systems, but it's also happening throughout the military, including the military academies, but it's also happening at the corporate level. Raytheon was the last one that had been called on the carpet. But then we also have Hasbro Toys that was just reported on by James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. Mm-hmm. So I would say that for those in your listening audience that happen to be in and around Florida, you can take a look at Moms for Liberty and the work that they're doing. Not only is it just Florida, but they're collaborating with other states. And, mm-hmm. you know, they're hitting school board meetings and those kinds of things. So you're going to see a lot of movement on this one.
Now, we just got a little message here from our friend Ben up in Maine again. He says, thanks, Captain and Denise. We know Fauci is a total fake. Nothing will be done. Quite challenging to not be more directly proactive. Ben, Maine. Okay. Appreciate that, Ben.
Yep. Yeah,
and he's right. He's right. It's a shame, but he's right.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything with Fauci. Fauci's been over at the National Institute of Health for, 40 years?
Yes, ma'am.
He's the highest paid government employee on the payroll.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. All right, now let's talk about the Republicans in the House yesterday, and, of course, Kevin McCarthy. Nancy Pelosi came out, and she said, well, there's a couple of guys on this committee that I don't want to see there. One of them's Jim Jordan, and the other one's Jim Banks.
Banks.
Yeah, and of course, then McCarthy shot back, well, you know, we just might boycott the January 6th panel and not put anybody on there. Of course, she's already appointed Liz Cheney, who's come out and said, well, I agree with the speaker. Jeez. Doing a lot for a reelection campaign, huh?
Well, I don't really care this much about Liz Cheney here anymore.
Hell no.
I think she's kind of proven her disusefulness. And I'm really completely disappointed in this woman, but it goes without saying we got what we got. But we knew this thing was going to be political. Now, see, the Department of Justice is already running an investigation, too.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of like, why is Pelosi really want to do this? Well, it's not about January the 6th. It's about destroying anybody who voted Republican. Not voted for Trump, anybody who voted Republican. Okay? Period.
Yep.
She's out to destroy the party. So she's out to destroy 75, 85 million people.
Mm. By the way, we just got done talking about CRT. The GOP attorney general in one of the states, don't know which one, revealed the impact of the Biden administration's reversal on the CRT handbook. He changed his policy, changed his mind.
Well, this is a fascinating thing, and I'm not going to get all the facts straight, but I'm going to get some of them right. And that is this. The Department of Education, with their grant money, they sent out this stuff to the public school systems across the country. And again, I'm just kind of really paraphrasing here, mm-hmm. About how they're supposed to teach this and what they're supposed to do here and so forth and so on. And, what they're essentially saying is, this is where you need to go. This is the syllabus. Well, they got caught, and getting this whole thing getting caught, they had to backtrack and said it was an error and that they have removed it. Well, it's a win and it's a good thing. It's a win for the conservatives and so forth and so on, but it speaks to a bigger issue, and that bigger issue is the Department of Education had been collaborating on this for quite some time because they sent several documents out about it. So all things are not truthful with the Department of Education backtracking on this one.
Finally, the White House is weighing a major change to the mask guidance, even for vaccinated Americans. One can only wonder.
I always like to use the word guidance or review.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, I think, they really wouldn't bother with any of this. But Jen Psaki sidestepped the question yesterday completely about how many people that work in the Biden White House have been connected to these wayward Texas Democrats and have now since tested positive. It's kind of hit home to the White House, and that's why they're doing this.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and stay safe up on the mountaintop. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the great stuff that she has to offer. In the meantime, we're coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A vote to begin debate on an infrastructure package in the Senate failed on Wednesday as Republicans scuttled the procedural vote, saying they wanted to see the final bill and an analysis of how its contents will be paid for. The 51-49 party line vote fell short of the 60 votes needed to begin debate. Negotiations over the bill's provisions will continue with the goal of bringing it back to the floor for a vote next week. Utah Senator Mitt Romney saying that he hopes the bipartisan group can have the package ready for a vote by next Monday. And as competition gets underway at the Tokyo Olympics, there have been a rising number of positive COVID tests. Since July 1st, 75 people connected to the Games have tested positive, with several athletes having their Olympic experience ended by the virus. The latest being American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb being forced out of the competition by a positive test. Cases in Tokyo have hit a six-month high, and the entire city is under a state of emergency until after the Games. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We'll be in studio an hour from now. Number is 800-659-2080 to find out more about them. Remember, they've got two campuses to serve you. And you can find out how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses from which you can learn to be a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard, just across the pond from where I'm at, on the other side of Tampa Bay. And the other one's in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city of Boston. Now, in each case, you can give them a call and ask to take a tour of the facility. Their number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. 2080 and ask to take the tour at either one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. Now, when you do so, you'll get the opportunity to talk to a student. You'll get the opportunity to talk to a teacher or two. You'll get the opportunity to talk to the finance people and find out if you qualify as, if you're a veteran post 9/11. That's after the World Trade Center. If you're a veteran and you qualify for post 9/11, more than likely everything will be paid for. If you're a veteran pre 9/11, you're probably going to have to see what's left in your educational fund, or if you have any at all, because if you didn't sit on, if you sat on it and didn't use it many, many, many years ago, it might not be there. But in either case, guess what? You'll be able to get a student loan and go and become a certified aviation maintenance tech and make yourself a lot of money. And I mean a lot of money. Now, the website also is NAA.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, the Pentagon Inspector General is exploring how to make things more secure for the nuclear football. That is the presidential emergency satchel that may need some new security procedures. We'll see. Now, we told you yesterday, U.S. forces on July 20th conducted an airstrike targeting al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia, the first ever such strike under President Joe Biden. That's significant because it means that the war in Afghanistan winding down, it means we're now back in Africa in Somalia winding up. Now, not to be outdone, a Senate Armed Services Subcommittee has advanced a proposal that would give the decision for prosecuting most felony cases involving U.S. troops to military attorneys outside the chain of command. That could be real interesting. Now, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Gilday, has a budget request that supports a future fleet vision of some 350 ships. Now, that's aligned with the Navy's future fleet design plans, which were studied and wargamed in the Future Naval Force Study effort last year, even as lawmakers questioned the proposal to begin with. By the way, all military troops and DOD civilians next year will get a 2.7% pay raise. Now, Senate leaders join White House officials and House appropriators in backing a 2.7% pay raise for all service members in 2022. And we'll see how that works out for the cost of living with other aspects out there, like Social Security. Well, the Afghan war's end. It's going to quiet the Dover Air Force Base chaplain's funeral prayers for the fallen troops. Virtually all of the Afghans war dead arrived back on American soil at the Dover Air Base. However, they're leaving out of the mix Somalia, Yemen, Saudi Arabia. We're still, by the way, in Kuwait. We haven't left Iraq yet. There will be more, I'm sure, unfortunately. Now, ISIS has claimed responsibility, you heard Denise talk about it, for the suicide bombing that occurred in Iraq on Monday, killing 30 people and wounding 50 others. You've gone nowhere, folks. All they've done is relocate a little bit. And the U.S. Navy shipbuilding plan doesn't meet the congressional needs. So, there's going to be a restructuring of that plan somehow. We'll have to see how that works out. By the way, legal experts now say the Biden administration must fix the sluggish trial process to actually close the military prison at Guantanamo Bay. In other words, they got people there. They need to bring them to trial and do whatever so they can close that prison that they have there at that base. And for the first time, the Army has fired its Patriot surface-to-air missile on the Australian continent in a test to see if they could hit what they aimed at, and they did. Now, in a tunnel 40 feet below the surface of the Greenland ice sheet, a Geiger counter screamed. It was 1964, the height of the Cold War. U.S. soldiers in the tunnel, 800 miles from the North Pole, were dismantling the Army's first portable nuclear reactor. Let's see how that went. Also, the Marines now, the pilot program, will see military occupational specialties raised in related courses, qualifications, where 100 points will be given or 50% of the mental agility pillar needed for the enlisted performance evaluation system. They'll start changing the way they give them points next year. And the U.S. Army is maturing the technologies aimed at providing soldiers and tactical environments assurance in their networks and information they receive. Also, a core facet of the F-35's design from day one involves seamless integration with allies and partners. It's always been bragging about the advantages of the fifth-generation combat air power to a broad team, and that's why we have Marine aircraft on board a French aircraft carrier, I might add. Now, we've got the British and the Americans over in the South China Sea. The French are in the Mediterranean, I believe. And we have some Americans right outside the Persian Gulf, right there in the Indian Ocean, not very far away. By the way, the Russian military has deployed tanks near the Afghanistan border with Tajikistan on Tuesday as it prepares for military drills next month, according to the Russian state media outlet. But make no mistake about it, two of the countries that are chomping at the bit right now, one is China, or are leaving Afghanistan because of the battery equivalent that they'll get there, the components for batteries. And the other is Russia, who's looking at some rare earth materials there, not very close to their side of the border. And we'll see how all of this works out, because, again, this is really going to be something interesting, to say the least, before it's all over and done with. Wow. What a year, huh? What a year this is turning out to be. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy's going to take us to break. She's going to give you a phone number, so don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Ron Edwards. He'll be around in about 15 minutes on the program. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Maus Acura. Maus is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Maus Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever. And the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Maus Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Maus Acura comes with Maus Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served the country with our You Serve, You Save program. That takes care of all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Maus Nissan dealership. Find them online, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Maus, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget, when you go in there to talk to them, tell them the captain sent you. And here's why. If you tell them before you start your deal and before they start talking prices, that's going to give you a $500 discount at Maus Nissan or Maus Acura. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You remember James Carville?
Yeah, of course.
Well, he said something, and this is a quote. I used to think if there was reincarnation, I wanted to come back as the president or the pope or as a 400 baseball hitter. But now I know I'd like to come back in the bond as the bond market. You can intimidate everybody. And with that being said, the bond market has not been doing much lately to intimidate anybody. Quite the opposite. What's going on?
Well, it intimidates me in the sense that, you know, you're taking a look at interest rates that are at ridiculously low levels that don't match the reality of the terrain, what's going on. We have a complete disconnect when it comes to the bond market based upon where inflation is. You know, bonds should be, you should be able to get at least, 10%, 12% on a 10-year treasury. And, you know, we're right around 1.2. Which is nuts. So that's not a good thing. It makes me, you know, very, very nervous.
Well, didn't it go down to 1.2 from wherever it was at?
Well, it wasn't much higher than that. It's been down for a very long period of time.
Okay.
It's a disconnect, based upon the actions of the Federal Reserve and what's going on. Again, it should mirror, inflation to some degree, which it is not.
Hmm. By the way, are you ready for this little tidbit?
Sure.
The government could run out of cash in October or November if the debt ceiling isn't raised.
Well, listen, they're not going to run out of cash. They continue to collect money. This is one of the biggest, you know, bits of nonsense out there that they always tell the American people, we've got to raise the debt ceiling, which they always do. They never refuse to do that.
Never
they always
that.
Say, oh, we got... Mm-hmm. We got to make good on our debts. First and foremost, okay, money continues to come into the federal government. They're going to have to make good on paying bonds because that's part of the U.S. Constitution. Any sort of entitlement, any sort of bond payment they're going to have to make. They're going to continue to make Social Security, Medicare payments, all of that. The reality is they'll have to make cuts elsewhere. I don't have any problem with that. Living within your means, but we don't live within our means. We continue to raise the proverbial debt ceiling. I don't even know why we have it, for crying out loud. It's a joke. It means absolutely nothing. They don't care about it. It comes up in the news whenever we come close to it. And then we get these, you know, debates back and forth about who's being irresponsible for not raising it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So getting into a little discussion here about some cash along the way, if you will. We've got plenty of things to talk about when it comes to the infrastructure and the bill that they're trying to pass. And, of course, yesterday the Republicans stopped all of that in its tracks. You saw that, right?
The infrastructure bill, yeah. They there's nothing's even written.
Right.
Nothing is even written. And they want everybody to sign off and pass a bill that hasn't even been written yet. I mean, you got to be out of your mind. They're not irresponsible. That is, but that's what they want. So Republicans stopped it, but you know, they keep saying, oh, we're going to come up with a compromise. We're going to figure this out. It'll go through. For Republicans want this bill. They do. Many of them do. They want this bill because it, you know, brings home the bacon and they can say that they were working in a bipartisan fashion. But, Democrats are going to, on the heels of this, are going to come up with a, $3.5 trillion. In actuality, it's closer to $6 trillion. You actually take a look at it. Reconciliation budget deal. And they're going to shove that down the American people's throats.
Well, you know, the expression now is go woke, broke, go broke. Another company biting the dust here, losing big, big, big money and a bunch of subscribers, Netflix.
They gained subscribers, but they also lost 400,000 subscribers. As well, again, you know, I freely admit that, you know, I'm a Netflix customer. They're not really doing much over there. Nothing really interesting as far as new programming, is concerned. And, I think a lot of people are just like, you know what? I can get a lot of this via my Amazon Prime membership as well. And they're just, you know, jumping ship.
Yeah. And Comcast and CBS are trying to go into streaming business. We talked about that on Monday.
Content is the issue. You got to have content, and you know you got to pay to have content. And in many of these various different providers out there, they have similar offerings to some degree. People pay for them based upon what new things are coming out with. And Netflix has really been lagging when it comes to that.
Now, there's an interesting story that came out, a back page story. The Treasury Department revealed only 6.5% of the $46 billion in rental relief has been used. What the heck is going on there?
I don't know. I'm not even familiar. Well, you know, the rental relief. I don't know. I'm not really familiar with this plan. I mean, why are people getting bothered taking rental relief, go out of the way if they just don't have to pay their rent in the first place because there's an eviction moratorium? So, again, it seems to me that there's a contradiction in both of those plans.
Yeah. Want to take a caller?
Sure.
Good morning, Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's up?
Oh yes, I'd like to. Good morning, guys. I'd like to ask Chris what his interpretation of Brady's his actions there at the White House, knocking the president and 40% of his supporters and 40% of those who believe that the election was stolen.
All right. You know what he's talking about, right?
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear exactly.
Okay, it's Tom Brady went to the White House and he made some sarcastic comment about Donald Trump. I forget what the hell it was, but it was taken that oh man, Brady's trashed the president. This, that, and the other. Brady was being a smartass.
That's it. I mean, I heard a little bit about it. I'll be honest with you, I don't pay much attention to what celebrities and athletes say when it comes to politics in and around politics. Again, the media loves this type of stuff.
Sure.
To me, it's really just not that important. I didn't really bear it no mind.
Yeah, nobody paid any attention to it down here, the sports stations down here and whatnot. It was like, oh, okay, too bad, so sad, no big deal. By the way, good news in a way, sort of, $150 million initially for the victims of the Florida condo collapse.
It's again a horrible, horrible story. I hope many of these condo associations around the state of Florida, they use this as a wake up call. Stop the bickering and get the work done that needs to be done. Again, especially people living on the water. You live on the water. Mm-hmm. The elements take their toll over time and you have to keep up with this stuff.
Yep.
I know nobody likes paying those bills, but the reality is if you had a home and it was just yours, you'd be paying for upkeep, too. It needs to be taken care of.
And finally, under the new NCAA rules, Alabama football quarterback Bryce Young already has signed for $1 million in endorsement deals.
Yeah, I saw that. And, the stars on these football teams are going to do quite well because of this. And the more power to them. Good luck. That's awesome.
Yep. And I did just find something else here I'll toss in here. Mitch McConnell says the Republicans are not going to raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah, I believe that when I see it. That's not going to happen. They're going to raise it.
When hell freezes over, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, they're going to raise it. No doubt.
All right. Well, thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things that he does. And he and I are on a lot of the same stations. So there you go. I'll be right back with more. And Ron Edwards.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captains of America. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.